priceless. If you give someone the opportunity to assign your worth, they will always put you on discount. You are priceless. You are a gift to this world. It is crucial that you establish your self-worth based upon two things. First, knowing whose child you are. Second, understanding your worth and not allowing yourself to be minimized by the negative experiences of your life. If we stay grounded in these two truths, we won't be swayed when we encounter life's challenges. Life's ups and downs won't have us believing a lie. You are a child of God, and you are cared for daily. God selected everything about you, from your hair texture to the size of your feet. And when he finished, he said, "You are perfect." In celebration of your uniqueness, God said, "I will never make another one just like you." You are a once-in-eternity creation, a truly special and rare person. You, gorgeous, are spectacular from your laughter to your wit. You love with all your heart and are a beautiful reflection of God. Before time, God thought of you entirely and said, "You are worthy." You have been cared for before life ever existed. It's wonderful to shop and be in positions to enjoy the finer things in life that only money can buy. But material things can't substitute for your character. What good will it be for you to gain the whole world, yet forfeit your soul? However, if we use money as a tool, it will set you and others free. Money by itself can't make you. And if money didn't make you, then honey, money can't break you. You were born priceless, so nothing outside of you can add or subtract from your substance, no matter what happens to you. Moreover, your experiences are not a reflection of how important you are. That's important. Your experiences are not a reflection of how important you are. For example, I worked in retail for several years, and the common question I received was, "Is it on sale?" There are people who like buying items at full price. They don't mind paying more for exclusivity. Sometimes, taking pleasure in knowing that they can afford high-ticket items that others can't buy. While some refuse to buy goods at full price, these buyers don't see the value of paying more, especially if they can get the item for less. Or sometimes they lack sufficient income to make the purchase. Nonetheless, neither buyer really understands the value of the item in question, but the seller does. The seller knows how much the expenses were for the materials, production costs, salaries, marketing, and effort. And they say, "Buy this item for $1 million. Why, might you ask? Because I said it's worth it. I encourage you to connect with people who naturally see the artistry of who you are and embrace these humans fully. When people aren't willing to acknowledge your full price, say, "Clearly, they don't see my worth." Thank them for stopping by, and if you're feeling really kind, direct them down the street to a store more suitable for their taste. And then when you meet people who want a bargain, you can smile and simply say, "I never go on sale. In fact,